always finds me.
The swamp is rotting from the inside out, and the stench is getting impossible to ignore.
Yes, I know, Captain Stern. Never did there live a kinder, more generous man.
See?
Unless maybe the preschooler's prostitute ring.
A longtime Justice Department employee, Timothy Parsons, busted and charged with child pornography possession and distribution. The very agency that's supposed to hunt down these monsters now caught harboring one of their own. Then the New York Times dropped a bombshell on Rhode Island priests abusing hundreds of kids over 75 years with the church, shuffling predators like deck chairs on the Titanic while covering it all up.
The public deserves to know the truth, in my view, and they deserve to know it as a complete story, not a series of short stories that are told over time or over decades as priests are charged or as the media takes a particular interest over a certain period of time. The public deserves to know the whole story from 1950 to 2026, to see it all in its raw emotion and horror and impact.
Piling on, the cartel's black book of child buyers, allegedly kept by El Mencho himself, reportedly packed with 220 names of global power players, including some right here in the United States, scumbags placing custom orders for trafficked kids, complete with specific ages and twisted preferences.
The cartel leader El Mencho, who was just killed, had a list of all the different world leaders that were on it and who was trying to get children, because the drug traffickers make more money at trafficking children, and he has a list of world leaders and powerful people who are asking for certain kids and ages and types, and that list is what they're trying to protect right now.
And not to be outdone, the Uniparty, Congress itself, the deep state global elite filth is protecting their own while the kids pay the price.
I just think it's really disgusting how this institution protects itself, because y'all, just half of them voted to send this stuff to House Ethics, where you know it's going to die. We know that members of Congress are using taxpayer dollars to pay off sexual harassment. We just had a member of Congress literally sexually harass a woman that then lit herself on fire, and you guys all protected him. Yep. You guys all protected him. My own side, your side. And so if you guys want to talk about victims, if you want to go out and virtue signal, and then you guys are going to kill her stuff on the floor and then try to pass. Yeah, of course, we should subpoena all of this stuff. But just, I'm not going to sit here and play games. I think it's a complete fraud. I think that's why the American people hate us. I think the midterms are coming up and everyone should go on record for this. And I hope that members are exposed for this. I hope it goes back, I think, to the 70s, because it's wrong that it's happening. It's wrong that we cover up for it. It's wrong that we can't center our own side because people are busy making deals because you guys don't want to center your side. It's a deal that's been cut. People hate us for it. So yeah, I support it.
You know, Congress has paid over $17 million in hush money for sexual misconduct inside of the offices in these buildings. And what's more is that was taxpayer money, right? The allegation is that President Trump paid $130,000 of his own money. But here in Congress, we have, there may be some on this dais. I mean, I'm for turning loose all of these records. Who in here has had the taxpayer pay for their sexual misconduct charges, the hush money? I bet there's some over there. There may be some over here. I don't know, but I do know it's taxpayer money, and I do know not a single penny of it has been turned in as a campaign finance expense.
From DOJ insiders to cartel traffickers to Capitol Hill payoffs, the pattern screams one thing into the noonday sun. The powerful shield the predators because too many of them are the predators themselves.
How do we do it to where we hold people accountable but still keep the system from collapsing, as you talked about earlier?
Let the system collapse. A system run by twisted power pedos is no system at all.
He's nothing but a low-down, double-dealing, backstabbing, larcenous, perverted worm. Hanging's too good for him. Burning's too good for him. He should be torn into little bitsy pieces and buried alive.
John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
I love knives.
I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is forest green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at him. I got all three.
How do you square that concern for waste, which I share? Mm-hmm. With the fact that you have spent $220 million running television advertisements that feature you prominently.
Sir, the president tasked me with getting the message out to the country and to other countries where we were seeing the invasion come from, with putting commercials out that told them that if they were in this country illegally, that they needed to leave, or we would detain them and remove them, and they'd not get the chance to come back to America the right way. That has been extremely effective.
Ask you to run these advertisements, is that right?
We had that conversation, yes, before I was put in this position and sworn in and confirmed, and since then as well.
Okay. Did you bid out those service contracts?
Yes, they did. They went out to a competitive bid, and career officials at the department chose who would do those advertising commercials.
And the people that you ended up picking were people who had formerly done your political work back in South Dakota. Is that right?
No, that's not correct, sir.
I think it is.
No, it's not, sir. The individuals who... I believe the careers who they chose were two different media firms. There's been conversation about their subcontractors, but we have no legal authority to look into subcontractors on work like that.
Okay. And you're saying that you're testifying that President Trump approved this ahead of time. Is that my understanding?
We had conversations about making sure that we were telling people.
No, ma'am. I'm asking you, sorry to interrupt. But the president approved ahead of time you spending $220 million running TV ads across the country in which you are featured prominently.
Yes, sir. We went through the legal processes. Did it correctly?
Did the president know you were going to do this?
Yes.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And one thing, Senator, I think would be helpful to know is how effective that communications has been.
Effective in your name recognition. To me, it puts the president in a terribly awkward spot. And I'm not saying you're not telling the truth. It's just hard for me to believe, knowing the president as I do, that you said, Mr. President, here's some ads I've cut, and I'm going to spend $220 million running them, that he would have agreed to that. I don't think Russ Vogt at OMB would have agreed to that. It's something we have to defend. I'm on the Appropriations Committee. My research shows that you did not bid them out, that you pick, in fact, one of the people you picked, the strategy group, I'm sorry, Safe America Media, was a company formed 11 days before you picked them, and that the strategy group got most of the money, and the head of that is married to your former spokesperson. Look, we all have friends who are qualified. I'm not quibbling with that. I'm just it troubles me. A fifth to a quarter of $1 billion of taxpayer money, when we're scratching for every penny and we're fighting over rescission packages, I just can't agree with Madam Secretary. Are you still running those ads?
Senator, I did not have anything to do with picking those contractors. No politicals at the Department of Homeland Security did.
I understand. Are you
Bear officials
running those
followed
ads?
The competitive bid process.
Are you
that.
Still
Everything
running those
was,
ads?
I think the ads are due to end here in March, I think within a week.
So they
I'm
are
not
still
sure of the
running?
Update. The one that is running is focusing on angel families. Have you seen that? It is the one that's talking about this is our why. This is why we work every day.
Okay.
It's for the angel
I've
families and their
on.
Victims that need to.
After.
Good morning, everyone. We're happy you're all jumping on with us today. A lot happened over here. As you just saw, that was Kristi Noem's testimony. Now, that one was in front of the Senate. She's had herself a quite the busy week being grilled in both front of the Senate Judiciary as well as the House Judiciary Committee. Now, the question that's being asked repeatedly is whether or not Kristi Noem had any type of favoritism towards giving an additional $200 million for advertising funds. Now, those funds, you've probably seen those actual campaign ads. It's Kristi Noem telling those who do not belong in this country to self-deport. And it's being blasted all over a lot of different platforms. It's been going on for months now. And I know a lot of people are calling into question. That's why I thought it was important to highlight just that, because as you saw, that's Senator Kennedy. I mean, that is a Republican. That is a hardcore conservative, I'd say. And the fact that he's calling this into question really tells you a lot as to what's going on right now within this administration. Now, as you heard him allude to, he's talking about the former spokesperson for the DHS, and that's Trisha McLaughlin. Now, Trisha McLaughlin's husband, he owns a PR company, the Strategy Group, which profited, apparently, this is according to reports, millions of dollars due to this DHS advertisement campaign. Now, I don't think a lot of people on our side even know about this. And they're probably unaware. That's why I thought it was important for us to highlight just that. Now, I don't think, and I know Trisha McLaughlin personally, and she's an incredible spokeswoman. She's done an incredible job at both obviously working for DHS, who she's no longer with anymore. And she's also done an incredible job in Ohio. So this is getting called into question. And obviously, it's a lot of cash to dish out. You heard Secretary Noem say that the president was well aware about their efforts to promote all of this. And again, we haven't heard from the White House on the issue, but this seems to be a big issue. It's really hard for Republicans to defend over $200 million being dished out in all of this. We're waiting to see some evidence, though, that there was no bidding process made for this offer. And again, I mean, I've seen Kristi Noem. If you've been online at DHS, or I should say TSA, you've probably seen it, too. You totally have seen those ads that are running as you wait in line. It's interesting to hear the argument being made right now, and it's worth your attention. And that's why I thought it was important to bring it to you. Now, folks, we got a lot underway in today's show. I want to kind of highlight what's going down today. Mark Lucas will be joining the program to give us the very latest as to what's going on between the United States and Iran. Now, folks, a lot happening there on that front. We're hearing, and we're going to hear again from the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time today. That press conference is expected to begin when you guys are going to be watching War Room. So Harrison Smith will be following that for you. But there's a lot happening there. We're going to go through the details with Mark Lucas, specifically in regards to the very latest. There's a new group of fighters joining both Israel and the United States, it looks like. I'll break that down for you. We'll also be joined by Sarah Gonzalez as well later in the program. Now, Sarah just released another H-1B visa story, and I cannot wait to hear from her on that front. We've also got a lot to discuss in regards to Texas, because Sarah and I, we found ourselves together at an event earlier this week. We were both a part of Ken Paxton's party, and it was quite the eventful night. You probably saw Sarah. She was behind Ken Paxton, cheering him on, as she always does, because Ken Paxton's a fighter. I'm going to break down the latest regarding Ken Paxton, too, because I'm deeply concerned this White House is about to throw in the towel when it comes to actually backing a real MAGA fighter. And folks, it's going to be the toughest black pill to swallow if President Trump doesn't back Ken Paxton. I'll be detailing the latest on that front in just a little bit. Plus, I got my hands on exclusive yesterday, and I'll break down the latest. It's another resignation being handed in because, the Trump administration's not very welcoming to those who are authentically trying to push back and to push for accountability. Another individual who I highly respect has been eaten by the deep state, well, let's kind of say, the swamp creatures of Washington, D.C. I'll break that report down for you in just a bit as well. Plus, also, I got to give credit. NBC put out a story yesterday and I fact-checked it, and it is true. It has to do with the AutoPen scandal. Another massive, massive blow to the MAGA agenda. And I look forward to detailing that for you in a little bit. I'm also still waiting to hear back from DOJ because I like to be fair and balanced. I like to give everyone the opportunity to defend themselves, and that is what I am trying to do. Now, I want to get to this. Let's go to clip six first. This is the White House discussing the Save America Act because, folks, obviously, we're getting involved in a foreign war right now, one that we've helped ignite. And a lot of Americans are wondering, hold on, wait, how are you going to do this? We haven't even passed the Save America Act yet. We don't even have legitimate elections. There's no election integrity. So why the heck are we in Iran right now? Take a listen.
Prior to the Iran conflict, the SAVE Act was really the focus of the news cycle. Is the SAVE Act still a priority for the administration?
Absolutely.
Can you just provide an update on the administration's talks with Congress to get the SAVE Act through?
SAVE Act is absolutely still a priority for this president and the administration. The focus, of course, of much of the president's time right now is on ensuring the success of Operation Epic Fury, but the president can walk and chew gum at the same time, and he's very much continuing to focus on the issues that matter here at home for the American people, including the passage of the SAVE Act, including on bringing down the cost of living, which is why you'll see the president in about an hour and a half at the Ratepayer Protection Pledge Roundtable, where he will be sitting with big tech companies, with AI companies who are building in communities across the country and have pledged to pick up the cost of the electricity tab in these small towns and communities across the country, which is a great thing for American consumers. So you'll be hearing from the president directly on this very important domestic agenda item later this afternoon, and it's something that he mentioned in his State of Union address, so check it off the list as another promise made and kept by this president.
Another promise made, another promise kept. We're not feeling that vibe anymore. Gotta say, most Americans are fired up, they're annoyed, they're angry, because, well, here we are again, dealing with a foreign issue rather than one that's here in the mainland. The Save America Act needs to be pushed through, and I'm getting very concerned that this administration is going to be utilizing that Texas runoff race as a way to push forward with their efforts to get that bill passed. Now, I'll go into detail what I mean about that because it's getting heated right now in Texas, and I'm a little fired up about it. But first, let me bring you this story. This was a story that was reported to you yesterday by NBC News. Now, again, I like to do the fact-checking, and I've done the fact-checking on this report, and it comes back as true. The DOJ has quietly shelved an investigation into Joe Biden's White House. Now, this is the AutoPen scandal, which obviously we all know was when members of his administration were using the AutoPen at their leisure to sign off on bills without any proof that, or pardons too, without any proof that Joe Biden had any acknowledgement about any of it. Obviously, Joe Biden was going through a cognitive decline and was unaware. It was very clear from this investigation, based on what the Oversight Committee found, was unaware of his signature being utilized. The probe was initiated by Ed Martin. Quickly, the group that Ed Martin was leading was dissolved because accountability means nothing to those over at the DOJ right now. So what are we looking at? Well, we're looking at the possibility that there was, first off, several investigations regarding the AutoPen scandal. I could probably count three off the top of my head right now. And it's resulted in nada, zip, zero. NBC reporting that it's been shelved. It's done. It's on cold ice right now. That's what they're doing. This administration has failed completely to hold any of the key players accountable. This is the reason why every day I remind you that there's no major arrest. It's not a black pill moment. It's a hard sip of reality at this point. Folks, we have an administration that claims that they want accountability, that claims that they're going after the people that tried to destroy this country. And I've got nothing to back that up. Nothing. Not a single arrest, not a single mugshot, nothing. Again, several sources over at the DOJ told me that the NBC report is true. Now, again, I reached out to the DOJ for their official statement. No word back as of yet. But I want to remind you, you and I aren't the only ones that are frustrated with all of this. No, it's not just you and I. It's also members of Congress, those that dug up the information into all of this. I'm talking about the oversight chairman, James Comer, who was Well, Mr., we'll just call him Chairman Blackpiller at this point. You may have remembered earlier this year, he went off because he was upset that his committee brought forward a lot of evidence that proved, and they did a lot of depositions, that proved that the auto pen was abused by members of his administration. Now, he's not happy because he says that after pushing that all that information over to the DOJ, nothing's come of it. Take a listen to clip one.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of the comments on X. This is a very popular chart on X. It says zero arrests for some scandals that are very important to Republicans. Is that what accountability looks like?
Listen, that's the biggest complaint of every Republican on the House Oversight Committee is there haven't been enough arrests. Now, some of these, some of those issues, I don't know, it's going to be hard to arrest people. With the Biden auto pen scandal, what we produced in our investigation is evidence that the pardons and executive orders that were signed with the auto pen in the last year of the Biden administration should be declared null and void. Now, President Trump tweeted after we issued our report that he was going to declare them null and void, but I don't believe the paperwork's ever been done, and you're still going to have to go to court for that. But our congressional investigation will serve as basis to uphold the declaration of those pardons and executive orders being declared null and void. Someone from the Department of Justice just has to take it to court.
Okay, so someone from the Justice Department has not picked up the ball yet.
It appears that way.
Okay, well, that must be frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating. American people are frustrated. We've had enough. We've had enough. Time and time again, members of this administration have failed the American people. Nobody elected President Trump just to buy more time, kick the can down the road. No, President Trump was elected to make sure that those who tried to destroy this country were held accountable. And the auto pen scandal is literally the lowest hanging fruit. It is the most simple case to prove. It's quite obvious that Joe Biden had nothing to do with any of these executive orders and pardons. Well, all you have to do, too, by the way, if you want to back that up a little bit, is ask yourself, why would Joe Biden, although I think he's a creeper, why would Joe Biden offer clemency to a convicted pedophile who had thousands of child pornographic images on his devices, a Chinese spy, allegedly? Well, again, nobody ever asked that tough question. Who was the one that signed off on clemency and sent that individual all the way back to the CCP? This is one of the reports that nobody wanted to talk about at the time. I think I was the first journalist to start blowing the whistle on this one because they just thought they could slide that one in under the stack and nobody was going to pay attention to it. The Biden administration released a pedophile, sent him back to China. And under those conditions, he was told, you can't come back here. And of course, he's not going to come back here. He now has his freedom back. He's back to China. Folks, what's going on right now in this administration, I can't even try to sell you on this. I can't even try. What's going on right now in this administration is nothing productive at this point. It's quite obvious. They'll call you a black pillar for speaking the truth. You're not a black pillar. You're somebody who inserts common sense because you retired under the first administration of being sold a bed of lies about things were going to happen, and then nothing happens. And then the next administration that walked into the White House, guess what happened? Thousands of Americans were targeted by that administration. None of them, to this day, held accountable. So what do you think is going to happen the next time they get back into the White House? A lot of us are going to go to prison. Not for actual crimes being committed, but instead they're going to lock us up for the crimes that they want to cook up. Because no one was held accountable. And this is the problem. We have a DOJ that's prolonging all of this. A lot of these cases, they probably don't even have the statute of limitation on their side anymore. And they think that you're dumb enough just to keep saying, trust the plan. Well, what's the plan? What's the plan? You see, if President Trump doesn't begin to speak out on this issue, I don't know what more to do. He has to be at this point fired up, making phone calls directly to the DOJ. Now, again, I'd rather him not make those calls publicly because then they'll say that he's weaponizing the DOJ and they'll outline it as such. But the reality of it is you can't allow this to slide. You can't allow this to keep happening. The auto pen scandal getting put on cold ice, not acceptable. Not acceptable. And again, it's the lowest hanging fruit. The statute of limitation isn't up there. So if we can't even nail anything there, if we can't even get those executive orders, those pardons nullified, what the heck are we doing? What the heck are we doing? Why do I come here every day to talk to you all at home if we're not doing anything? Why do the journalists, the great journalists, there are some that are still great, why do they keep uncovering all of the Biden corruption, the Obama corruption, if no one's going to do anything? Do you want rage bait? Because I don't want rage bait. I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of coming in every day and being angry the fact that these people haven't done anything that they're supposed to be doing. They wanted us all in prison. They wanted to lock us all up. They wanted to kill us all off. That is what they would have done if they would have gotten a second administration in there. The Kamala Harris-Waltz administration. And it's really hard for me to argue that there's much of a difference right now. Because right now it just feels like we're just standing here and waiting. There's nothing to brag about right now. Nothing. Yeah, there's economic wins. Okay, cool. We like those. And you guys know, if you follow me on X, I constantly am reporting on that. But when the FBI just fires employees rather than holding them accountable, you see, the reason why firing is unacceptable is because firing, you know what it does? It gives them justification for filing lawsuits. And that's what these rogue employees will do. And then they'll prolong it a little bit longer, but they'll get settlements. They'll get settlements. See, this is the problem right now. This is the big issue with all of these people. These are the same people who have been trying to sell us this dream that they were going to hold these officials accountable. They're not holding anyone accountable. No one. Oh, you weren't happy with Tish James getting slapped with charges that were then obviously dismissed for mortgage fraud? Well, that's all we got for you. James Comey, a little bit of charges here and there. Oh, it got dropped because of a rogue judge. That's all we got for you. Folks, we have people who tried to destroy this country. Destroy this country. Sitting here and telling us that they can't do anything at this point. Telling us, sorry, it is what it is. No charges for you in the Auto Pen scandal. We're actually just going to let everything slide by and not do anything about it. This is the reason why, and we're going to get to this in a second. This is why having people with cojones in the U.S. Senate was critical. The Senate is a conglomerate of rhinos. And because they know they have a ton of power, they've been upholding President Trump's agenda. So what does that mean? Why am I making this connection? I'm making this connection because these are the people that withheld their votes, their support for President Trump's picks, which resulted in people who should have never been leading the DOJ, like Pam Bondi, making her way in there. You know, there's a reason why they wouldn't confirm Matt Gaetz, why they wouldn't confirm Ed Martin. And there was others. Remember when the president told you when he was trying to push through Ed Martin, sorry, it's costing too much political capital for me. What does that even mean? Oh, you mean the so-called Republicans in the Senate are trying to hold your confirmation picks over your head and demand something back in response? That's called blackmail. Why do we allow it? Why do we allow it? And his level of aggression that he has towards people like Congressman Thomas Massie, former Congresswoman MTG. Why don't you apply that energy to go after the people that are withholding accountability? The people that are withholding your picks who are trying to stop it. We didn't elect the U.S. Senate to stop President Trump from what he's doing. And President Trump's not even defending himself in any of this. He just says, sorry, can't get them confirmed. Best I got for you is Pam Bondi, the woman in Florida who was pushing for red flag laws. The woman who sat there and allegedly was very critical in bearing any claims against Jeffrey Epstein being brought to accountability, I guess I should say that. It's absolute garbage, people. We've got more to call out in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. March mega sale going on right now. 30 to 40% off some of your favorite items over at thealexjonesstore.com. While supplies last, head there now.
I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together, that's all of us, against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigly. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com can keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in, so you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're jumping on with us today. I wanted to actually bring you an update on a story we just talked about. It has to do with DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Now, you heard her during her testimony. She said that President Trump was well aware that she was spending over $220 million on a campaign ad that was being broadcast all across radio and, I believe, television and a bunch of other outlets to promote individuals to self-deport. Now, she claimed that President Trump signed off on that when Senator John Kennedy was grilling her on it. Well, the National Review just dropped an exclusive, and they're claiming that President Trump privately is actually furious with DHS Secretary Kristi Noem for suggesting that to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. The president is furiated that the embattled cabinet secretary repeatedly suggested under oath that the president was aware of the multimillion dollar ad campaign, which obviously featured Noem prominently. Now, again, she said that he approved it. So we'll see if the president issues comment on that. Of course, I'm sure he's not going to want to throw her under the bus. And given the fact that I think Kristi Noem's under fire, and I don't really blame her for a lot of the stuff that's been going on lately. Specifically, what am I talking about here? Well, I'm talking about, you know, DHS not being funded. That was obviously a Republican issue. Why would Republicans decide to only provide DHS with partial funding, allowing Democrats to hold out funding down the line. Why wouldn't you fund it all together fully? Didn't make any sense. Now Kristi Noem's under fire in all of this. You know, they like throwing her under the bus, but I actually do think that she's doing a great job. Very limited resources, obviously, and obviously it was a chaotic mess with the Biden regime. And you heard her also say, hey, heads up, when I took on this position, Elon Musk actually had to step in because the people who were hanging around my office were actually trying to plant listening devices and trying to hack into my electronic devices as well. So she's someone I have leniency for. Why? Because they tried their very best to go after her and target her. So keep that in mind, folks. Keep that in mind. Now, is it acceptable to spend $220 million on TV ads that might be linked to somebody who was working at the time in your administration? Of course not, no. But we need to learn more about this before we start jumping the gun on this. I need to make sure there was a bidding process first. Noem claiming that there was, in fact, a bidding process. All right, let's keep bouncing around. There's a lot more going on here. I want to talk about this exclusive story that I broke to you guys yesterday. Over at the there's no the there. I always add the word the. Independentnewsroom.com is a website that I actually run. It's all my exclusives where you can go, and it's free to sign up. You can sign up for the newsletter. It goes directly to your inbox. So yesterday, when I released this exclusive, it went straight to your inbox. It also made its way over to Infowars.com as well. Now, again, this is a newsletter. I actually just quickly created a website. In case they ever cancel me on X or other platforms, I could get these messages directly to you. And that's the reason why I do that over at independentnewsroom.com. But I got my hands on a letter. And this letter, again, this is why I'm like so fired up this morning. This letter comes from an individual who I highly respect. Somebody who has been in the waters with President Trump when it came to the lawfare, because he too was arrested. He too had his home raided. Jeff Clark is a patriot, and I will never stop fighting for Jeff Clark because Jeff Clark is still fighting for himself. He was wronged, and still to this day, he's trying to fight for himself. And guess what? There are so many bad people trying to stand in his way. Jeff Clark has officially handed in his resignation paperwork for the Trump administration. Now, here's the thing. Jeff Clark was the acting administrator of the Office of Information or Regulatory Affairs. So he controlled a lot. He also had a lot of other hats under. I should say, he was also in charge of a lot of other things. But it felt like to me, somebody who's as incredible of an attorney as Jeff Clark is, why would you have him handling that job? Why wouldn't you put him over the DOJ? And here's why. In case you don't know who Jeff Clark is, I've had the pleasure of meeting Jeff Clark. Call him a friend of mine over the last few years. The lawfare against him has been absolutely insane. And you don't see it in the headlines because Jeff doesn't have, when it comes to President Trump, he's going to catch the headlines. And Jeff Clark is right underneath him. You have to look into the stories to see what's going on with Jeff Clark. Specifically, though, I'm going to talk about Fulton County. Because of what happened to President Trump in the RICO case in Fulton County, they looped Jeff Clark into it. Even though Jeff Clark never sent a letter over to Georgia officials, they didn't care. The fact that he drafted up a letter claiming that there might have been election fraud in Georgia or some type of election mishandling in Georgia, they had him arrested. They raided his home. They tried to embarrass this man who has spent years of his life fighting for this country. They tried to embarrass him. In fact, they even leaked a photo of him having his home raided at early hours of the morning when he was in his boxers. They thought, oh, this will be embarrassing to him. This is what happened to Jeff Clark. Jeff Clark is also still fighting the battle of trying to make sure that he could practice law in D.C. They are still actively trying to disbar Jeff Clark. Now, his legal fees have amounted to an enormous amount of money at this point. And the administration did give him a job. But for me, somebody from the outside looking in, I could say, it's like, why are you trying to put Jeff Clark on ice? This is your fighter. When Bill Barr refused to investigate any election fraud tips that were coming in, he actively, by the way, Bill Barr, shut those tips down, those investigations down. I detailed three examples for you in regards to that. Guess what? Jeff Clark stepped up, who was running two divisions over the DOJ at the time, which is unheard of, by the way, but that's how much of a credible guy this man is. So what happened? Well, Jeff Clark was the only one with the cojones to go up to the president and say, hey, listen, I know what you see, and I see that there possibly is election fraud. This is 2020. If you need me to step in, I'll investigate it for you. It's not illegal. Nothing they did was illegal. Bill Barr was going to be fired because Bill Barr was actively trying to stop election fraud investigations from taking place. Literally jumping on the phone, calling people and telling them to end it, squash it. We don't want it. So Jeff Clark, being the patriot he is, offered his services like he always does because he is a patriot. He highly respects the U.S. Constitution. That is the kind of guy Jeff Clark is. So they went after Jeff Clark, and everything that's unraveled since is retaliation. Now, obviously, President Trump was well aware, even giving him a shout out. I believe it was a Mar-a-Lago fundraiser. They can't talk because they were both co-defendants in the Fulton County case at the time. Remember the video? He pointed at Jeff and said, oh, great man, great man. We couldn't talk for a while, Jeff, huh? Jeff did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. And in fact, when, you know, people like Jenna Ellis were so quick to throw the president under the bus in Fulton County, there are reports that Jeff Clark was also going to flip on President Trump. So being that, I consider Jeff Clark a good friend of mine, I reached out to Jeff and said, hey, Jeff, what's going on? Are you going to flip on President Trump? He said, absolutely not. President Trump did nothing illegal. Nothing illegal. Everything was a shakedown to get Jeff Clark and others to flip on the president. Jenna Ellis, being weak, fell first. And thankfully, she was really the only one that we know of. But Jeff Clark wasn't going to cop a deal. He knew the RICO case was a full of you-know-what and refused to back down, refused to comply with these deep state operatives that were looking to take down the president of the United States. And as a thank you, the administration gave him a job in the corner. You sit there, Jeff Clark. The man who knows what happened behind the scenes, the man who knows about the lawfare, the man who probably should be the one spearheading the election fraud investigation. You sit there. Thank you for helping. Thank you for not being a treasonous pig. But we're going to make you sit over there in the corner. Now, again, I highly respect Jeff Clark. I highly respect Russ Vogt as well over at OMB. The letters are really confusing, especially before 9 a.m. But folks, it is so infuriating what's gone on. So Jeff Clark's leaving. And his letter, his resignation letter, which I obtained exclusively, is very respectable. He's praising all of the wins that have happened under his watch with Russ Vogt. And I know Russ Vogt, I had the pleasure of meeting him as well, is a great man, a great fighter as well. But this is the letter that was handed over by Jeff Clark. And he outlines all the major wins, but then says, you know, I'm leaving the administration, but I'm still going to be in this fight. I will return to private life, but will not be retiring from the fight or any fight. No, we need Jeff Clark in this fight. We need Jeff in this fight. We need Jeff over at the DOJ. If President Trump wants to give his supporters any ounce of hope that something's going to be done, it would be a quick switch. Get rid of Bondi, put Jeff Clark in charge over the DOJ. Do you really want to get crazy? This is how I do it. The Senate's going to give you a lot of pushback, but tell them to F off. Those rhino pigs, we're not going to help you fundraise if you don't approve who I say we're going to approve. Because again, Jeff Clark is a man with a stellar record. The only reason why they wouldn't be able to confirm him is because, well, the lawfare that took place against him. That's why they did it. That's why they launched these attacks against Jeff Clark. It's all about going after people's credibility, trying to embarrass them, trying to destroy them, trying to break them. But Jeff Clark's not weak. Jeff Clark is a patriot. He loves this country and he's going to continue to fight. But how long can you leave Jeff Clark on ice, sitting in the corner, watching as people over at the DOJ aren't doing their jobs? If President Trump wants to give us any ounce of hope, how about this? Make Jeff Clark the Attorney General of the United States and his deputy director, who should that be? Ed Martin. Two men who understand it better than anyone else. That's what you're going to want to do. The fact that Jeff Clark is handing in his resignation letter is an absolute disgrace, an absolute disgrace. And keep in mind, I've been talking to you guys. I've been reporting exclusively on people like Gail Slater over at the Antitrust Division, another patriot, pushed out, forced to resign. Now, sadly, Democrats in Congress are investigating why Gail was pushed out of the antitrust division. These are people who we have to support. These are the people who are being buried by the swamp. And there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. There's been an active push to stop this accountability tour, and it's working. It's working. I can't point to a single win over at the DOJ. Kudos. You arrested a bunch of church protesters. Okay, I like that. But how does it save this country from the swamp that is trying to destroy it? Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because we could all agree that going inside of a Sunday morning church and preventing worshipers from enjoying Sunday morning service is something that needs to be stopped. Especially given the fact that it happened to pro-lifers. They were thrown in prison for years. I've covered their stories extensively. The lawfare was so crazy, folks. There were people who couldn't even afford their mortgages anymore. Because again, these aren't wealthy people. These are people like you and I who are just trying to get by. And I know many of us donated. We did our Gifts and Go donations. We donated to the Patriot Project. Even myself donating directly to people because they call me crying. I had someone calling me crying because they got a flat tire. Her husband was in prison. And she said, I don't have any money to fix my flat tire, Brianna. I am literally stuck here right now. You can't sit here and allow these people to get away with it. This administration right now is allowing these people to get away with it. And if you want friendly, cushy coverage, guess what? My ask is quite simple. I don't need exclusive access to the DOJ. I don't need you to slide me exclusive content. I just want you to lock the scumbags up that tried to destroy this country. That's my only ask. I didn't get into any of this. This journalism career, never wanted to be in politics. Truly, truly. That's why I started off in sports. But you can't sit around and say you love this country and watch as the people internally are trying to destroy it and sit here and say, okay, I'm just going to go and play it simple. I'm going to take the easy approach. We have a short window to save this country. You're either jumping on board with us and you're trying to help, or you're against us. That's what's going on right now in this country. And sadly, we have a lot of people that are against us. Great people being pushed out of the DOJ, OMB. And I think it's disgraceful. And this is why good people don't run for office. What's the incentive? They will go after you. They will destroy you. They will go after your family. They will try their very best to embarrass you so you can't show your face in public. I mean, we saw what they did to J6ers. I believe it was, what, a half a dozen J6ers took their own lives because of the immense pressure the federal government put them under? Where's the accountability for them? This is where we're at right now. And it might get even worse. And this will be the toughest black pill to swallow out of them all. You know, bombing Iran, no one signed up for that. No one signed up for that. Not arresting any of these major key treasonous pigs, no one signed up for that. But folks, my patience is being tested. And I'm sure you feel the same way at home. And yesterday I was, you know, enjoying my afternoon. And I become very unhinged. I feel like a lefty at some of the things that are going on right now. I got an alert that President Trump posted to Truth Social yesterday. And in his post, he's talking about the runoff race in Texas for the U.S. Senate. Now, that race includes people like John Cornyn and the very great Ken Paxton. President Trump put out a statement, and this is how you trigger me these days. He's saying that he will soon be endorsing one of those two candidates. I will be making my endorsement soon and will be asking the candidate that I don't endorse to immediately drop out of the race. Is that fair? Question mark. We must win in November. Is that fair, Mr. President? No, absolutely it's not fair. Because you know why? The DC swamp doesn't get to pick who represents Texans. Texans pick who represents Texans. And we know who they want. We know it. Why? Because they poured over $100 million into John Cornyn's campaign efforts. What is it? $70 million was coughed up by the rhinos to try to save John Cornyn? Because Ken Paxton has been so aggressive at going after these deep state operatives, they hate him. They hate him. And that's why I love Ken Paxton, because there was very few people who are willing to throw everything in this over these last, 8 years? And Ken Paxton was one of the very few. Ken Paxton is the only attorney general who sat there and filed multiple lawsuits. So you're telling me, Mr. President, that you are going to potentially endorse John Cornyn and then tell Ken Paxton to drop out. Now, why am I pushing that? I want you to hear clip 4. Because John Thune, who is apparently running right now, who's a leader over at the Senate, is saying that he's backing John Cornyn. We know he is. That's why they poured millions of dollars into Cornyn's campaign. But also, he's also alluding to the fact that President Trump actually might be backing him in those efforts. Take a listen.
With the president already today about Texas, and I'm certainly hopeful. I think, as probably you know, Martha, I've made no secret of the fact that I hope the president will endorse John Cornyn. He is an incredibly effective senator for the state of Texas, a strong conservative voice here in the United States Senate, and represents by far our very best hope of making sure that Texas stays red in November in that Senate election. And so we'll see ultimately the president, you know, he makes his own decisions, but I've certainly weighed in many times, in support of Senator Cornyn, and I believe he is not only going to win the primary, but the general election in November.
Yeah, I was just watching Matt Whitlock, who used to do the Republican Senate committee. He said he believes that an endorsement for Cornyn is coming from the president. You said you just spoke with him. Is it coming shortly, that endorsement from the president?
Well, I'm not going to characterize that, the conversations I've had with the president, but I think it's fair to say that he's paying a lot of attention, and he knows full well, Megan, how important it is that we hold Texas in Republican hands.
Folks, you think that Ken Paxton isn't going to be able to hold Texas? John Cornyn is a rhino. He is a coward. He's a loser. That man is a loser. He should be tossed out of the Senate. Ken Paxton fought for President Trump. How dare he allude to the fact that President Trump might actually back Cornyn? And to sit here and say that whoever he doesn't endorse needs to drop out, no, Mr. President, all due respect, you don't pick who gets to run in Texas for Texans. You don't get to pick that. And the endorsements these days have been absolute garbage. Let me just remind you about, and by the way, Ken Paxton did come out and say that he's not dropping out, and he better not. He better not. Because this is a war path I'm willing to take on if they try this. Let me just remind you. Let me give you some backstory. John Cornyn's Liberty score is at a 54%. That is an F. It's not just that. He's betrayed the president multiple times. Multiple times. And it's absolutely infuriating. I could count 7 times off the top of my hand right now. Top of my, I guess, mind would be it. But listen here, folks. When we talk about how much of a scumbag John Cornyn is, let me play clip 5 for you, because John Cornyn decided to use Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing to push FISA and say, oh, FISA's never been used against the American people. That's misinformation. He's full of it. Take a listen.
With regard to how Section 702 works, I happen to be one of the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. We read that product on a regular basis, and it is not used to spy on American people. I think what's fundamentally missing is a lack of trust in the intelligence community, including the FBI, which I'm hoping you and Mr. Patel can.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Well, folks, in case you forgot, let me remind you that FISA was actually used against President Trump's team. Remember? Crossfire Hurricane? Yeah, they used it. They used it against the president. So John Cornyn's hoping you're just as stupid as he is. And as he continues to push the deep state operatives' lies for them while pretending to be a Republican, he's hoping now to get the president's blessing. And let me remind you, by the way, John Thune's out here pushing for John Cornyn, saying Texans need him. We're afraid that they might flip the state. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? The guy running against Ken Paxton on the other side of the aisle literally believes that trannies need abortions. It's an easy win. Easy win for common sense. Let me also remind you that, Ken Paxton, under the Biden regime years, launched over 100 lawsuits against the Biden regime. He also was one of the very few brave AGs to launch a lawsuit against several blue states who tried to steal the 2020 election away from the American people. That's who Ken Paxton is. He didn't wait for election day to have to pretend like he was a fighter. He is a fighter. He is a fighter. And let me just give you some more Cornyn fails, because for some reason, everyone just seems to have forgotten. John Cornyn opposed, and this is, of course, to the great folks over at the National Pulse who have put this all together for us. John Cornyn has opposed the border war as naive. This is prior to the 2016 election. Just give you some quick over. Was also a big supporter of DACA and didn't like the fact that President Trump was about to terminate it back in 2020. That's another one for you. Make sure that's in your books. John Cornyn also tried to legitimize Jack Smith's investigation into the president. Even calling at one point, I believe it was that he called him a very credible prosecutor. John Cornyn has been behind the garbage, and that's the reason why these deep state operatives are pushing for him to get back in. John Cornyn had to spend over $100 million in this primary. That's why President Trump is saying, whoever I pick, that's it. Because they know how expensive the seat is right now. By the way, I think Ken Paxton spent, what, $4 million? Why? Because Texans actually like him. Folks, I live here. I've not met a single person who has anything good to say about Cornyn. By the way, if you look at the primary results, keep in mind we have open primaries here in Texas. It's absolute garbage, but they still do it here in Texas. So Democrats are the ones who are going to cross over. Remember when John Cornyn said, we played the clip for you, that he might lose if radical people turn up to vote for Ken Paxton? Keep in mind, by the way, about 60% of the votes were against John Cornyn in the primary. That's why they're all running and begging President Trump to get in this. That's why President Trump put up that threat yesterday on Truth Social. President Trump's not going to have any friends if he keeps doing this. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. When you're pushing for these people to get reelected, when they've done absolutely nothing but backstab you and your allies, you just throw them under the bus. Sorry, collateral damage. Too much political capital going into this. And in case you need another reason not to like John Cornyn, we'll end on this note. John Cornyn, who has led the invasion of the Islamists coming into Texas, well, he had this message in clip 19 for the jihadists. Take a listen.
I'm Texas Senator John Cornyn. I want to take a moment to say, I know this year's Ramadan will be different from those before, and that's why it's important to keep the spirit of hope and community alive. I wish you all a good fast and that you and your friends and families stay safe during this challenging time. Ramadan Mubarak.
Happy Ramadan from John Cornyn. What a great card to send out to your loved ones. We'll be right back.
As InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys and throw them in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.